The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The social media addiction trials began yesterday. You might have heard about this. Courts in LA hearing that Instagram and YouTube built addiction machines, and they're the first in a series of cases against big tech. And the claims centre on the evidence of a 20-year-old woman. News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly has an update for us now on the cases and what's happening. Hi, Jess.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us about the background, first of all, and how we ended up here.
Yeah, so this is one of a number of lawsuits that are taking place in the United States starting now and will continue into the summer. This one case, as you mentioned, refers to an individual woman, a 20-year-old woman, who says she suffered addiction and other related issues, mental health issues, as a result of being on social media. Now, if you read through some of the documents, this is a young woman who joined Instagram when she was 8, TikTok when she was 12. She was the prime target for a lot of these services. Mm-hmm. She watched the infinite scroll, she engaged with the platforms, and now her team are putting forward that these platforms were designed with addiction in mind. They are essentially digital casinos.
This is seen as a test case, right?
Yes. So this is a la what happened to Big Tobacco a number of years ago. Depending on the outcome of this one, this could be a proper watershed moment for big tech, because not only will there be financial penalties, but there also could be, similar to what we saw in a preliminary ruling from the European Commission on Friday, recommendations to change how the platforms work. Because although this case is happening here and now, there are other cases coming down the track that involve hundreds of individuals. We have schools, we have states, we have huge coming together of people essentially to tackle and to highlight the damage that was being done. And what's significant is not only are we going to hear evidence and some internal documents from each of the big tech platforms, but Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO and co-founder of Meta, Facebook, is expected to appear as well. So this is going to be significant.
A high stakes case.
It's very high stakes. The last time there was this much pressure was in and around the time of the Cambridge Analytica scandal in relation to politics. And that was the first time I think people sat up and realised that their data on these platforms can be misused and abused. This now involves the individuals. We are always talking about keeping our young people safe online. We're talking about measures to, you know, lower screen time. People I know unplug the Wi-Fi at home at night trying to get around this.
We had the online safety commissioner in here this morning talking about all of this. I mean, we're driven bonkers by it.
Yes. And I think what the realization seems to be now is that, you know, we aren't the problem here. We, the people using these tools, aren't the problem.
We're told that we are. And parents in particular, I think it's really unfair that we're told, oh, you have to be responsible for what your child is doing. Yes, to a certain extent. But your child is the product.
Yeah.
And you're really up against these conglomerates. It's a very difficult job.
It's incredibly difficult, particularly when, you know, you get to that stage of 7, 8, 9 and you've got kids looking at what the siblings are doing, also what the parents are doing. Mm-hmm. And this is a huge point. You know, before Christmas, we had our Behind the Screens roadshow. We had a panel of experts, but I met with parents all over the country. And they were saying, I have to do my emails in the evening because when I come home from work, I'm doing the homework, I'm doing the dinner, I have to do the emails. And sometimes I'm doing them on the phone while the kid is on a tablet or playing a game. I can't sit there and watch every single thing that they're doing, what they're engaging with and all the rest. And some of the measures that have been introduced by some of the platforms with the view to keeping younger people safe online, they go to a certain limit, but they don't cut them off entirely.
Okay.
They also don't fully protect them from strangers engaging with them, from addictive behaviour. Again, we've heard examples of young people who are on gaming platforms and they're spending 5, 10, 15, 20 euro to buy these digital tokens to get to the next level on their game, instilling that sense of gambling and addiction from a very young age.
Yeah.
So there are many, many issues, but this is one that we are going to watch and we will stay on top of over the coming weeks.
Now, you and I were having a chat about the amount of subscriptions that we all have taken out. So, like, you know, it's incremental, isn't it? You start with Spotify and you start with Netflix and then onwards from there. And then your children start saying, I don't want to listen to what she's listening to. Mm-hmm. So are you going to have to take out a family subscription? It can become a lot.
It builds up really quickly. Mm-hmm. And the frustration, you know, back when Netflix launched in this country, it was great because everybody was watching the same shows. It was kind of that appointment to tune in TV, even though you could watch it whenever you wanted. There was no ads and all the rest. Since that time, we've seen different players coming into the market. We've also seen titles move from one platform to another platform.
Yeah.
So for example, on New Year's Eve, I hate New Year's Eve, we sat down and we started watching Mad Men on Netflix.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, this is great. On December 31st, it was all there. January 1st, it had gone from the platform and moved to Amazon Prime. So then for us to continue watching, binge watching Mad Men, you had to then get the subscription. And this is the trap people are falling into. They think by paying 20 quid a month or whatever it is for the platform of your choice, you're going to have access to all of this content. The model now is so broken down. If you want to be involved in all the conversations, you'll need to have multiple platforms. So to give you an example, Netflix, when it launched, it was $5.99 a month. At the moment in this country, to have the ad-supported version, so you have to sit through ads, it's $10.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to have the most Notions one, which is the premium 4K that will allow multiple users to watch the one time, that's €24 a month.
Yeah, that's a lot. One. That's expensive.
It is expensive. But as we know, and as we were talking about, you're not just dedicated to the one platform. If you've got kids in the house, or if you yourself want to, say, watch the whole of Grey's Anatomy, then you're looking at getting into the Disney territory.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they have now, just in the last number of days, announced an ad-supported tier. So it's $5.99 a month. But again, you're sitting through the ads. Or for the Notions version, it's $15.99 a month. So already with just Netflix and Disney, we're talking about the guts of 40 quid. And remember, that's before you have your traditional TV package, your broadband, your TV, any devices that people are watching,
music,
and all the rest, and music. And the music one, it really does add up. Like you mentioned to me about the Spotify wars that can sometimes erupt. They have introduced the family plans that do allow up to six people. But again, that is €20 a month. If you are looking for good deals with these platforms, you do really need to sit down with the pen and paper. You need to figure out who is doing what, when, how often. There are student plans available, particularly for the music streamers, that bring the cost right down. But you do need to verify that they are a student. But you can save, you know, €5, €6, €7 on some of the platforms with the student card. But all in all, you know, it was announced today that, you know, HBO is coming to Ireland. It's thought that their platform is going to be around $5.99 a month. So for me, it's really interesting that we have so much choice, but we, the consumer, are still losing, essentially, because mm-hmm. we're having to pay for it all. The traditional TV packages are still bananas money. We know here in Ireland, if, say, for example, when The Traitors was on, if you wanted to red button Traitors on BBC, you can't do that because of the rights agreement between BBC and what we have here in Ireland. So we have to kind of find creative ways to get the content that we want, but we are paying massive money, far beyond what we were paying a number of years ago. And so I can understand why people are frustrated by it. But what I would say, my top tip when it comes to streamers is, if you're on the same boat that we're in terms of binge watching a show on one of the platforms,
yeah,
cancel everything else.
Yeah. I take Apple TV.
Yeah.
So the morning show, I really enjoy, but it's sort of the only thing I want to watch. I don't really, there's nothing else on there I really want to see.
Have you seen Ted Lasso though?
Yeah, but I got sick of it after season two.
Okay,
so I'm fine with that. So I will buy it for a month.
Yeah.
And I'll watch the morning show. And then, sorry, you're gone now.
Yeah.
Until your content
improves. But people don't do that. And I think that's such a good idea to, it's what I do. Anytime I sign up to anything, I put in a reminder in my calendar to cancel it.
Good
before.
For you. I love it.
I'm all about it.
No, but you have to be strict with these things because it, like, you get such a bank account shock when you see how much
Claire,
is going out.
It's awful. Between my entertainment subscriptions, so TV, music, and then my cloud storage, which is a big one for me, mm-hmm. I'm spending around 160 quid a month.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of money, which you weren't spending 10 years ago.
And I'm also the person who goes, oh, I've never time to watch anything on TV. So there you go. I'm a hypocrite.
Jess, we'll talk again soon. We've a lot to talk about.
We do.
We've a lot of tech stuff to get through. Thank you so much for being with us. And thanks to everyone who got in touch with the show today. If you've missed anything, you can catch up on newstalk.com or the Newstalk app. powered by Go Loud. The team today, Cormac McDonagh on sound, producers Helena and Dee, Helena O'Toole and Dee King, research by David O'Connor. Our broadcast assistant was Anne-Marie Kane. The editor is Denise McNamara, and Alex Russo produced today.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.